From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, doing the show technically and actually from my home. I'm broadcasting from my parents' house this morning. As everyone knows, tree hit the house, old news, living in hotels and making things work. But one thing that I've looked forward to for years, and we're going to get into it this morning with Bill Thomas. He's the director of the Simsbury Airport. He's the main man, the guy in charge of the Simsbury flying and car show, but not really. We've had to change it up a little bit. It's the 40th annual Simsbury Fly-In and Food Truck Festival. Bill, thank you for joining me this morning. The Food Truck Festival, I mean, we're going to support the airport. It's going to be a great day, but it's going to be a little bit different for the 40th annual.
It's going to be a lot different. As you say, this is was to have been our 40th year with a regular fly-in, which means, you know, airplanes flying in from all over the place for people to look at. And we usually have a car show with many, many hundreds of cars and usually do have a food truck feature for the show. But this year it's going to be very different, just the food trucks.
I'd say that the little feature has taken over.
Well, that's proven very popular. I'm sure you know that food trucks are a big deal these days, and people come from far and wide to actually follow the food trucks around. So This is an opportunity to come to the airport on September 26th and 7th, that's a Saturday and Sunday, and get some really great food from the trucks.
And that's the thing. I mean, food trucks aren't your, you know, as we used to think of, just, you know, a greasy spoon hamburger and a French fry. They've gone upscale, I guess we could say.
Absolutely. You can actually take a look at some of the truck names and menus on our website, which is Simsbury Fly-In, FLYIN.com. And I'm looking at the menu right now. I mean, we've got things like hot dogs with chili, cheese, red onion, jalapenos, and bacon, and pulled pork mac and cheese, and blueberry fritters, and potatoes with broccoli, chili, or bacon, and on and on and on. So some really good things to eat there.
I mean, that's one thing the airport has been, I don't want to say involved in, but had to put up with over the years. It's changed. The airport has been around a while. You know, give us some of the history of the airport and some of the evolution getting to this point.
Sure. The airport actually started back in 1941, just a couple of months before World War II started with the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And it was meant to be for civilian use at that point, but because of World War II happening so quickly during all the war years, the airport was taken over for flight training for the military. So we had quite a training operation at the airport during the war years. And after the war years, there was kind of boom times because of the GI Bill. Pilots coming back from the war got into aviation. The GI Bill allowed lots of folks to learn to fly, so those were boom times for the airport. Then there was an interim period when things kind of slacked off, and frankly, the future of the airport itself was in question a couple of times. But back about 25 years ago, a group of us decided that we'd had enough of that uncertainty, and so we formed something called the Simsbury Flying Club to operate the airport. We think we are the only airport in the country that runs as we do. We're a public airport, which, as the name suggests, that means that airplanes from anywhere can land there. But we're all volunteers. We're a nonprofit organization. And so we run the airport with no help, either financial or otherwise, from the local or state or federal governments. So it's the same as if a bus station or train station were provided free of charge for the public by all volunteers. A very different kind of arrangement, but it works. And we get our funding from selling fuel and from tie-down fees or hangar fees from the people that are based there and from this event every year. That's a big money raiser for us.
And that's what that means. Typically 15,000 spectators plus the airplanes, the cars on display. It's an event. So making something out of nothing, bringing the Food Truck Festival to the Simsbury Airport, like you said, the food trucks have always been a part of it. Keep that going. And I have a classic car. I have a 74 Volkswagen. We've gone out there for the cruise with it. If it's going to be a nice day, take the car. You can still go for a cruise, relive the glory days, and just enjoy the day. And it's still a working airport. I'm assuming there might even be some planes coming in and taking off while you're waiting in line for your food.
Well, absolutely. But in addition to that, we are going to make an effort to have some airplanes flying around. Again, it's not an air show or anything, but lots of our pilots throughout the couple of days will just make a point to take off and land and give the folks something to look at. Plus, we will have a spot landing contest, which means that pilots from all around the area can come and try to land as close to a spot on the runway as possible. Sounds easy. It isn't.
It's like lawn darts with planes.
It's not a big deal, but it's just, I think we'll give the folks something interesting to watch. And that just will go on kind of continuously through the couple of days.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, if someone wants to head out and they're looking for some information, the website again, like you said?
It's Simsbury Flyin, FLYIN.com. And that'll have drive directions on it and contact info. If anything changes about the event, we'll post that on the
So if people are coming out, like I'm coming out, what do I do? Just wait in line? How's the whole process work?
Okay, this is set up in a very organized and COVID-friendly way. That's not the right way to put it, is it? COVID-aware methodology. There's no waiting out on the street. Everything will happen on the airport grounds. We'll have a lane marked out so that it will be somewhat similar to what you would experience as you go through a drive-in. The folks will stay in their cars through the whole experience, and there will be a series of stops. The first one, you'll be handed the menu by a runner who's wearing a mask. You will then check off what you would like to order, and there will be another station where you can hand that in and make payment. By the way, payments will be only by credit card, no cash, and that's, again, a COVID thing. Mm-hmm. And there will be a final area where a runner will bring the food to the folks in their cars. So at that point, people that receive their food are certainly free to leave the airport, or if they would like to stick around, we'll have a parking space designated that will be distanced properly. And folks are willing, certainly able to get out of their cars. If you want to bring a blanket or a chair and be next to the car and watch the airplanes, or just sit there and enjoy a nice fall day. Nice, we hope. Hope the weather's good.
Yeah.
So it's a safe procedure. Definitely follows all the rules. The health district has agreed to all of this, so it should be a good experience and safe.
And one thing I like about these festivals, you know, like I have three boys. No one ever knows and can agree on what they want for food. But you go to something like this, you literally can start with, your breakfast. You can start with some apple or blueberry fritters. Then you can get a loaded baked potato and move on to your milk shake or root beer floats. You can get all your meals and everyone's happy with something like this. It's literally, it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, that reminds me, we run from 11 to 6. So the 11 folks can get something that's like breakfast, and the 6 folks can get something that's like a dinner.
You can always come back. You can always come back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like exactly. It's that nice time of the year where it's nice to go for a drive in the Simsbury area, stop in, grab a bite, go for a nice drive, and come back, have lunch or dinner. You can, you know, you don't have to go only once. You can go multiple times over the weekend. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, for sure.
You know, we've all been stuck at home. We've been making the same thing week after week after week. Splurge a little. Go get a Greek or chicken hero and Italian sausage grinder. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Well, you may have said this in other ways, but, you know, these days everybody's confined to their house.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And this is just a good chance to get out and do something that's interesting in a safe environment, too. So we hope that would draw some folks as well.
And that's the one thing, you know, people, it is going to be safe. Like you said, you have the runners, they're going to bring you, you're going to take your menu, they're going to go to each truck, they're going to bring you your food. You don't have that. And, you know, you don't have to worry about this interaction or that interaction. You're going to be interacting with just that person that's going to get your food. You'll pay. You can either leave the airport or you can go pull over, grab a blanket out of the trunk, have a picnic. There's nothing wrong with, you know, enjoying the fresh air. It's the best thing for you at this time. It's just, it's a great event that's coming from an even greater event. But like you said, with COVID, things had to be adjusted and you're just making it work. And that's one thing that, you know, during this COVID pandemic, it's really cool to see people thinking outside the box. If there's going to be a silver lining in this somewhere, it's people are getting creative and just continuing with life. And that's one of the coolest things I've been able to experience with talking to different venues or different people, that they're making things work. Everyone's here. We're all in this together, you know, the hashtag alone together. We're making things work. And this is right here, the Simsbury Fly-In and Food Truck Festival. There's still going to be some flying-ins. There's still going to be all the food truck festivals plus some. It's still a great day. There's no reason why people can't get out to the Simsbury Airport September 26th, 27th. It's going to be a great – and this isn't the first – you've done this in August, so you're doing again September. People love food trucks. People love food trucks, and this is just another evolution of that. I mean, I'm looking at the menu again. You've got, like you said, you got everything from chicken tenders and fries to milkshakes, Captain Frank's seafood, clam strip platter, and fresh cut potato chips. That sounds like a winner to me.
By the way, we've mentioned our website, SimsburyFlyIn.com. The menu and the names of the trucks will be posted on the website. So if you want to go there to get some advance on what's featured, it'll be there.
And that's excellent. So again, joining me this morning, Bill Thomas, the director of the Simsbury Airport and the event organizer for the Simsbury Fly-In and Food Truck Festival. I appreciate you joining me this morning, Bill. And like I said, if there's anything that changes, you know, we'll be sure to let people know. Things like this are ever changing, weather pending, but, you know, food here's one thing I've also realized. Food truck owners and drivers, they're a very robust group. You know, they're going to get out there, rain, snow. I hope it's not going to snow.
That's true.
I'm really hoping it's not going to snow, but, you know, they have to make payments on these trucks. So if they're not selling food, they're not making money. So rain, sleet, hail, they will be out there. You know, like I said, we're really not hoping for snow in September, but with 2020, who knows?
Who knows?
So head over.
Thank you very much for the publicity, and I hope everybody comes out.
I'm hoping so, Bill. We can get some people out there, enjoy some great food off some great food trucks. Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.